church say amen. Amen. Everything. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. I'm just trying to do a little something. Amen. Amen.
The blood that Jesus shed for me. Gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, said it reaches to the highest. And it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, yes, the blood that give me strength. From day to night, it will never lose its power.
Says what I distance high, yet looks low, and without an infinitesimal doubt, as handsome as I look, that it will never lose his power. Slap somebody high five and tell them it will never lose its power. See, folk don't know like you know. Some people think they know, but they really don't know. And when you begin to allow this, or the aroma of these lyrics, to saturate your soul, or your soul is in your soul co-area here, you can't help yourself but to give God some praise. Because if he only knew what I've been through, you think you know what I've been through, but if you only knew, you will understand my praise. You will understand my dance. For every praise belongs to God. My, my. That's right. Don't be stopping. Let me tell you something. Real praise happens when the instrument stops. Come on, somebody. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I don't need a Hammond organ. I don't need a kit to pump me up. Because when I enter into his presence, come on, somebody. When I think about where I could have been, when I was down alcohol lane, when I was down drug addict lane, when I was up in gossip street here, the God picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. You got something to praise God about. Look down your row and see you on a praise row. And if they're not praising, just to tell them, excuse me. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hey, yeah. I feel so unnecessary, so. I don't know about you, but sometimes I just feel like tiptoeing through the tulips. Come on, somebody. Ah, my mind. Hey, man, y'all sit down. Come on, sit down. Ah, my mind. But when you can't help yourself, you just can't help yourself. Mama. Yes. I heard James Brown said that some folk talk loud and say nothing. But I know a God that talks loud and he's saying something. Come on, somebody. Yes. Again, we bring you greetings, amen, from the Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church. And I just want to, you know, point out, and I, if you don't mind, Pastor, I'll do it now, just to thank everyone that traveled with me, amen, my superintendent of Sunday schools, my deacons, amen, my trustee ministry, amen, and everybody, y'all, amen. But one lady I do want to point out, Mother, if you can stand, amen, thank God for my church clerk, amen. Now, this lady here that's standing, this is Mother Hunter. Mother, the church is now, help me out, Sister Spivey, 94th, right? Fifth? 93rd year that we're, 93rd. This lady here helped clear the land that Bethlehem sits on today. And she is a mother of mothers. We bless God for her. And can I tell you something?
she is still active in the church. She's not one to sit down. She's always saying, Pastor, what can I do? Amen. So we bless God for her. Amen. And every opportunity that I get, I pay homage to her. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Mother. Amen. 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 If you have your roadmap with you, amen, I want to travel down two boulevards. Amen. Is that okay with you? Amen. First, I want to travel down the book of the doings. As we know, theologians, the book of Acts. Amen. And the book of Acts, folk did things. The book of the doings. And then put your finger in one of the gospel brothers, a brother by the name of John. Acts chapter 6. And I'm looking at verse 1 through 5. And then John, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 5. Acts 6, 1 through 5. And then John 15, 1 through 5. When you have it, say amen. If you need me to wait, say, hold on, Pastor. All right. You know, the Bible, you know how that is, right? The more you use it, the more familiar that you begin to get it. You know how you get familiar with the centerfold of Jet? See, I know y'all know what I'm talking about. Especially in January, we get in a swimsuit that you know right where to turn to. Come on, somebody. Ladies, you know what time scandal come on. Okay, nobody need to tell you. Amen. Come on, housewife of Atlanta, New Jersey, Baltimore, Navy Wales. The Bible's the same. The more you use it, the more familiar that it becomes. Amen. Amen. Acts chapter 6, 1 through 5. It begins to read here. Now in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, that means the sisters too, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicolas, Proselyte from Antioch. Now, John. Let's see what this brother has to say about this here now. Well, John says in 15, amen. Are you there? Yes. John 15, 1 through 5. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch, somebody say every branch. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Here it is right here. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. God, we thank you for your word. We ask you right now to take Moselle and put him back on Highway 29 VIA 206, connecting with Route 54. Take him back down to Highway 12 there. And God, sit him back down somewhere. But allow your Holy Ghost unction to resurrect in this vessel. For understanding, God, with you I can do all things, but without you I can do nothing. So God, at the conclusion of the proclamation that's about to be proclaimed, God, when it has all been total, God, into its totality, I pray, God, that some man, woman, boy, or girl will have allowed this word to register on the crucible of their souls. So when we go out, we will not just become hearers, but we'll be doers. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. You may be seated. For a few moments of your time, amen. Now I want y'all to know, it didn't take God 7 days. It took him 6 days to create all of this, amen. So it's not going to take me all night to do with the word of God, amen. Now if I can get maybe a couple of amens on this side, maybe three on this side, and one over there, I know y'all saying amen already. Amen. I won't be before you long. But if I don't hear any, I'm going to start, doing a workshop. So do I hear a couple of amens on this side? All right. You know, I think I got a male chorus over here now. I heard some serious amen. Some serious stuff here. I want to talk to you for a few months from the thought or from the theme. Kool-Aid without the sugar. Kool-Aid without the sugar. How many of y'all remember Kool-Aid? See, when I was growing up, we didn't have Kool-Aid. We couldn't afford that. We had something called Flavor-Aid. So y'all don't know nothing about that kind of stuff. Y'all don't know about having mayonnaise and, when I was growing up, it was mayonnaise until I got a little, education and understood it was mayonnaise. Amen. Are you with me here? Mayonnaise and lettuce sandwiches. Y'all don't know nothing about that kind of stuff there. Y'all don't know about having the iron that you had to put on top of the stove. Y'all don't know about that kind of stuff. Had to take your finger just to make certain that it's warm enough here. You don't know about the steamers here. See, we had steamers. We had a cup of water, bro. And you put your hand inside of it and you put it that on your pants for the crease there. But the night before we took the, how many of y'all remember Jordache jeans? And we took the jeans and we creased them as well as we could and put them underneath the mattress and put the mattress on top of it. Come on, somebody. Y'all don't know about those kind of things there. Y'all don't know about having pot belly stoves and things of that nature. Y'all know about that kind of stuff there. I didn't know what a color television was until I saw the word color. We only had 3, 6, and 10. Y'all don't know about that kind of stuff. 9-inch black and white television. How many of y'all remember the rabbit ears? How many of you remember having the hanger as your antenna? Come on, somebody. Y'all don't know nothing about that kind of stuff there. And had the pair of pliers that stuck in the television. So when you begin to turn, y'all don't know about that kind of stuff there. But I tell everybody, on my block, we were the first to have remote control television. Brother, you know something, don't you? We sat down and Daddy said, hey boy, get up and turn that television. Daddy had his remote, built-in remote television, y'all. Y'all don't know about stuff like that. But I want to talk to you about Kool-Aid without the sugar. Here in this text here, we find coming always backwards here, because that the Bible says that some Hellenist folk were complaining and all these things here because the widows were not being served here. The apostles, which were the disciples, and disciple comes from the word discipline. Are you with me here? And you have to be disciplined to become a disciple. Are you with me here? We read in scripture here that Jesus never asked, told, commanded the disciples to do anything except to follow. Once he ascended into heaven and came back to let the folk know that, look, I'm back, y'all. In Matthew 28:19-20, he began to give them their first assignment to go out and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But notice now, prior to, he didn't ask them to do anything. I just want you all to follow. And my brothers and sisters, as you begin to lead in this year here, how many of you know that if you want to be a good leader, you got to learn how to become a good follower? Come on, somebody. You know, stop that old stuff here. You know how we tell our children here, you know, listen, don't watch me. You just do what I say and not as I do. Well, I beg to differ with you, because what you do, you are their first teacher. You are. I tell them all the time in the school system, we are like a vitamin. We're a vitamin. We are a supplement. We are a supplement because we give the students what you are currently giving them. So we're just adding to it. We're not there to be their parents, but we are a supplement. We are a vitamin. And you yourself are the first teacher that your child, grandchild, is going to see. Are you with me here? So, that being said, all the way back in the first chapter of the book of Acts here, we see some things going on. And what we see here, we saw that God needed their attention. He needed their attention. So he said, listen, this is what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to go up into the upper room. And I do need you just to stay there. Now, we've been saying for a long time here that they were all on one accord. But that's not scripture. The scripture said they were all with one accord. Now, there's a very big difference there. Because when you're on one accord versus with one accord, that means that if he's telling you to go somewhere, that means that I'm going to meet you there. Are y'all with me here? When we look at the word accord, it comes from a musical note or a musical terminology here. And when you are on one accord, that means that you have a oneness, you have a cohesiveness, you have harmonization. Are you with me here? Because what happens here, one of y'all here, brothers here, give me a note. Okay, hit it again. One accord. That's all you have here. Now blend another one together. Yes, two. Hit it again. Okay. Now bring it all together. Give me something here. Now, do you see here? When you had one was all by itself. Are you with me here? But then when he brought in two, he brought in harmony. But when he put it all together, he brought unity. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? And when you work in unity, what a great work can be done. Come on, somebody. You cannot do this by yourself here. Pastor cannot do it. It was never designed for him to do it by himself. Are y'all with me here? Can I make y'all mad for a minute? But I probably won't, but I'm going to do my best to do so. The Bible says that God gave pastors and deacons, not deacons and pastors, not trustees and pastors. Not financial officers and pastors. And not because you have a nameplate up there and pastors. Not because your great-great-grandfather put in two pews and then the pastor. Are y'all with me here? That is out of order. And anything is out of order, what do you have? Chaos. And God does not dwell in confusion. Come on, somebody. So when they went up with one accord, the Bible begins to talk about, because there were some folk that were had some issues. People say folk now. Push your neighbor and tell them, I got issues. The Bible says there was some men, there was Mother Mary, and there was some other folk that went up there because they had some disagreements. They were fussing because you're going to do it my way. No, don't do it my way. We're going to do it his way. Well, I don't really like the way you're doing it, so I'm going to do it another way. And then you, what do you have? You have division. Can I share something with you? Holiness is the way of living in Christ Jesus. It has nothing to do with denomination. Come on, somebody. I don't care if you're Baptist, Methodist, Church of God in Christ, Pentecostal, Church of the First Corinthian, of AME Zion, Pentecostal, Left Foot Church. I don't care what it is here. You got to be holy. Come on, somebody. You've got to be holy. And when we look at that word denomination, If you would allow me to, that word is broken down into parts, not syllables, but parts. Mm-hmm. And we look at the first one, D-E, and we know that the prefix D-E means down. Are you with me? Denomination. It means down. Then we look at the heart of it, of the number, okay? The number is the numbering. The number of what? Now you have here what I call the core of it, and that's the nations. So now, first of all, what am I doing? Denomination. So what I'm doing, I'm bringing down the numbering of the nations. How am I doing that? Come on over here. We got it going on over here. No, y'all be, no, come on over here. We got to go on over there. No. Don't worry about them folk. Come on over here. Them deacons, that they argue too much here. Y'all need to come on over here. No, them church folk, they gossip too much. Y'all come on over. No, y'all come. We got it over here. But the word of God said that God is truth. Come on, somebody. And every man is a liar. Come on, somebody. So if the truth be told, none of us have it. We're striving to get it. Come on, somebody. So we need to get rid of that there denominational stuff here and just look towards holiness. Amen. The scripture says, and Peter said, what? Be ye holy, for I am holy. Come on here. God, the Jesus said that he's going to present us faultless before whom? A holy God. So if you're not holy, don't think. Listen, you are not going to be, you're not going forth before a holy God. Come on, somebody. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I got issues. So they up here fussing and fighting and carrying on. But they need to get on one accord. They need to get on one accord. The scripture said that. Now listen. God did not come in heavily. But the scripture says that when he came in, it sounded like a mighty rushing wind. The Spirit of God came in. And when the Spirit of God came in, then unity came in, because they were with one accord. Are y'all with me this evening? So now, we're doing all this work. And Sister Mary, that just lost her husband. Nobody here named Mary, is it right? Because I ain't trying to jinx nobody. Amen. Amen. Just lost her husband and everything. And some other folk done lost their husband. And the apostles are so busy doing all this other stuff. They're doing everything. Just running around. Tired now. And now when it's time for the word of God, they're giving a bedtime story. Are y'all with me? They cannot fully feed the people because they was busy doing everything else. So they needed some help. So the help was, listen, I hear y'all fussing, but this is how we're going to solve this. I want you to look out there among you. Bring me back 7 men of good reputation. Good reputation does not mean that you are sinless. But let me tell you something. Anybody, just hold your hand up. Now slap it. That's called the flesh. And in the flesh dwelleth no good thing. And I don't care who you are. You can be the Pope, the Bishop, the Archbishop, the No Hope, that come from the White House, the Owl House, whatever house you come from. In the flesh dwelleth no good thing. And we must always keep the flesh under subjection unto whom? The Holy Spirit. Are you with me here? I want you to look out there of good report here. In other words, people that are striving to do right. I know I messed up, but I've confessed and I repent. Listen, I'm doing my best to make it in of good report. But then it says here, full of wisdom. Full of wisdom. Wisdom what? Wisdom is is understanding the gathering of the information that has been presented to you. And when you take wisdom and you unfold it, in other words, what is the sense of me getting all of these degrees and sheepskin and all that other stuff there and I'm not using it? Are y'all with me here? It's stuffed in my closet somewhere, brother. And I'm not using it for the glory of God. I'm not using it. I'm keeping it to myself. No, that's no good. But wisdom is the unfolding of information that have been gathering. So I'm sharing it one with another. And then what happened? Be full of the Holy Spirit. But can I tell y'all something? A lot of times this particular text is pertaining to when deacons are getting installed. But how many of you know that everybody must be full of the Holy Spirit? Come on, somebody. Whether you're sweeping the floor, taking out the trash, armor bearer to the pastor, you've got to, listen, especially the ushers. The doorkeepers got to be full of the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody. Because you get some nasty folk that can walk through those doors here. Come on, somebody, here. Faces all messed up and carrying on here. Maybelline can't do nothing for them. And if you're not full of the Holy Spirit, you might say something. And it's not coming with Jesus saved. So that's why you have to be full of the Holy Spirit. Amen? You have to be full. So it does not just pertain to deacons. But then we see that after the appointments were made here, if you want to take Brother Stephen as an example of a chairperson here, because the Bible said it was Stephen. They didn't say nobody else was, but it said Stephen was full of the Holy Ghost. Come on, am I right about it? Come on, theologians. It said Stephen was. So if you want to take him as an example of the chairperson, amen, are you with me? So because of him and because of his knowledge, because of his love for Christ, because of his love for the gospel, because of his love for his pastor. Come on, somebody. Stephen was a brother. Listen, you ain't going to talk about my, listen, I might talk about him, but you're not going to talk about him. Come on, somebody. Ain't nobody going to do no harm to him. You want to go through, you got to go through me here. Come on here, somebody. And the folk didn't like that. So they began to stone him. They began to lie on him. Say, he speaks blasphemy.
No, he wasn't. Only thing he was saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is there. And that's all the old prophets were saying, and that's all the prophets said. That's all they were saying. That's all Jesus was saying. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Are y'all with me here? But when you have Kool-Aid and you have no sugar, have anybody ever had some Kool-Aid and didn't have any sugar? And you try to add a lemon, taste it again, you add a lime, and you taste it, it still wasn't working for you. Add some orange slices, and it still wasn't working for you. But it wasn't until you, come on somebody, until you added the sugar. Are you with me here, y'all? And when you add the sugar here, and there's something that's called sugar in the raw. And sugar in the raw is genuine sugar. It's brown. It's not white. With the sugar that we use, that we commonly use, has been tampered with, because pure sugar is brown, and it's something called sugar in the raw. Come on, somebody. And that's what we need. We need some pure sugar here. Now, if you take that from the natural to the supernatural here, I don't care what office that you are holding. I don't care if you're the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, or somebody's undertaker here. You need some, come on, somebody. You need some pure sugar here. You need the power of the Holy Ghost wrapped up, tied up on the inside of you, because you cannot make it without the, come on somebody, without God operating on the inside of you. Can I tell you something here? Folk are going to make y'all mad. Folk, listen, folk are going to get you upset here. But if you don't have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, that you might result back to 1978 when you just knew about God. Come on somebody. You didn't know him, you just knew about him. But you need the power of God. And in order to have the power of God, two words comes to mind. The word be and become. The word be needs to be fixed and are in place. Somebody say in place. Somebody put your name and say, neighbor, I got issues. Then we look at the word become. Become means to undergo a change and or a development. To undergo a change and or development. In other words, said before I can get to the be state, I have to be at the become state. Are y'all with me here? Now, how do we know this here? Because when we look at in the book of Exodus that was read so well here, but when we look at it, we look at, you know, anywhere from the 12th chapter, amen, when it talks about, you know, the leavened bread and the Passover and all those things there, and Pharaoh was on that, you know, was on that back, you know, Moses and all on back here, and what I call here, God took them what I commonly call the zigzag way, amen, because he wanted to mess up Pharaoh. And Pharaoh thought they had him, but they only saw God, they meaning the children of Israel, only saw God as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob here. But after that, the story tells, after the water has swallowed Pharaoh, his army, and the chariots up here, the Bible says here that, catch this, y'all. After he swallowed them up, the 15th chapter, and verse 1 now begins with, now Moses and the children of Israel began to sing what? A new song. In other words, they wasn't singing the same song here. I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain. Come on, y'all. Do the mountain got to be rough all the time? What about can't nobody do me like Jesus? Come on, somebody. Every praise belongs to God here. It's because they now see God, not only the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but they now see God as my God. Because the scripture says clearly, between the second and third verse, he said, now he has become our Lord. Become. He was not seen as our Lord. He was only seen as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But because of the Red Sea experience, because of what I went through here, he is now my God. Come on, somebody here. I don't know God as a healer if I never had to been healed. I don't know God as a financier if I never been broke here. I don't know God as a way maker if I never needed a way out. I need to know him for myself. I've got to come into the become state here. And now, because they're out of the become state, they're in the be state. B-E. I'm in place. I'm not trying to get there. How many of y'all get a paycheck at some point in time in a month? Some point in time, the eagle flies. And you're not, and listen, and you're not trying to get your paycheck. You're waiting right there. And let the government mess up on you. Come on, yo. Some of you got them right on speed dial. Wait a minute. This is the sixth of the month here. I was supposed to get it between the first and the third. What's going on? Then if you can be in the B state then why can't you be in the B state for God? Come on, somebody. You're in the B state because you want to tell somebody about what a great God that you serve. Are y'all with me here? Kool-Aid without the sugar. You need the power of the Holy Ghost in order to make it, people of God. You cannot make it without him. Not without it. The Holy Ghost is not in it. He is the third person of God. Amen? So we got to be careful on how we name him. Are y'all with me here? You can't keep on praying the same prayers that you've been praying for the last 50 years. Come on here. You got to graduate here. If God have been good to you, if you have this sugar that have been added to the Kool-Aid of life, come on, somebody. You are to give God some praise right about now. John said, if ye abide in me, now listen, y'all, and I abide in you, now listen, it's not going to work. Push somebody and tell them I got issues. Turn around to the person next to you and say, neighbor, don't push me again, because I told you I got issues. I'm trying to help y'all. If, the word if, great big little word, if denotes condition. If ye abide in me and I in you. Do you realize that you cannot operate by yourself? You cannot do this work by yourself. Look at your name, your neighbor. You're cute. But you're not that cute. Oh, no. Brother, you look good in that bow tie, but you need Jesus. Come on, somebody. Oh, no. It ain't gonna work. No. If ye abide in me and I in you, it's dualistic. That you need the power of God. You cannot do this by yourself. If you can do it by yourself, why do you need to go to the doctor? You can, are y'all with me here? Stay home and heal yourself. Touch yourself here. Tell me something. By the name of Mary Lou, I'm healed. By the name of Mustafa Muhammad, I'm healed. The devil is two lies, and so are you. You need the power of God. If ye abide means to what? Take up residency. That means that the power of God has to be living and abiding on the inside of you. You have to be a practitioner of the gospel. Are y'all with me here? You have to be a practitioner of the gospel. What you are doing, what you are about to do, you cannot do it by yourself here. Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Y'all remember them, right? Bethlehem, don't play with me. Okay. They're famous in Singing in the Rain. Why were they able to do that? Because they practiced their craft. Are y'all with me? And God is telling us that we have to be practitioners of our craft. If you are the sweeper, be the best sweeper that you possibly can be. If you're the trash man, make sure you're the best trash man that can be. If you're the deacon, make sure you're the best deacon that can ever be. If you're a deaconess, make sure you're the best deaconess. I don't care what the Negroes say about you here. You just keep pressing forward for the mark of the prize of the high calling here. For what can wash away my sins? What can make me whole again? Die can do it. Mr. Clean can do it. Irish Soap can do it. But it's nothing but the blood of Jesus here. They tell me that Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All king's horses, all the king's men could not put them back together again. But my brother, I want to share with you. My sister, I want to share with you. When you fall, God said he will pick you up, turn you around, place your feet on holy ground. Somebody say yes. Say yes. God is the joy and the strength of my life. He removes all pain, such as misery and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He's never come unsure of his word. Well, hold on here, brothers. There's some prerequisite. You got to sit down somewhere. You got to wait your turn. I know you say God called you, but sit down. Stop that stuff here. Talking some God called me to do the office of. God ain't called you to do no office of nothing. You may have some gifts and talents, but the office that you are called into has been identified by the pastor. Come on, somebody. God gave him authority. Come on, y'all here. By the power of the Holy Ghost. You read the book of Acts and you'll see it in there. God gave him the authority to call out here deacons and deaconesses here and all other members and officers of the church here. You stop that lie talking about something God called you to do. God ain't called you to do nothing here. God called you to sit and be still and learn of me. And if you sit and be still and learn of me, then the pastor will identify how in a Sam Hill do you call yourself want to be in charge of something and you can't take orders. Tell your neighbor, sit down. How in the world do you want to be in charge of something here and you got an attitude all the time? I believe the scripture says, with love and kindness have I drawn here. You want to have your nose up in the air and want to fuss people I talk about. Do you know who I am? Now, who are you? Who are you? Sit down and wait your turn. The Bible says this way here. Okay, you say that you were called. He said, okay, you wait on your calling. Well, I've been in this church for 2 years now. Yup. And you've been a hell raiser for 2 years too. Sit down and wait your turn. But he said there's some prerequisite. What are the prerequisite? He said that you got to fast and pray. Stay in your narrow way. In other words, stay in your own lane. What are you, sister? Minister, you can't get up. Come here for a minute here. Brother Deacon,
Come on over here. Sit over here. Sit over here.
You're out of order. Stay in your lane. Get back in your lane here. You want to go and tell a kitchen committee how to fry the chicken here. And you can't even bake chicken. Can I bother you too? She said, just a little bit. Go and try to tell the janitors, or whatever that they call here. The sextons, yes. All right. See, she corrected me. Stay in your lane, okay? I'm right here, okay? All right. Okay. She's about to give me. You trying to tell the sextons how to clean up their work here, and when I go to your house here, I can barely get in. That ain't true, y'all. Do you follow what I'm saying here? Look at your neighbor and tell him, neighbor, stay in your lane. So he said, you got to fast and pray. You can't just fast. You just can't pray. You got to fast and pray. And then stay in your narrow, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Somebody just take your finger and rub the bench right in front of you. And look at it. And say, hello, cousin. That's right. All we are is just a dressed up piece of dust. You ain't all that. You ain't all that. None of us is all that. Come on, somebody. That's right. So if you're going to hold office, you need to understand that you need the power of God. Because you need to fast and pray, stay in your narrow way. You need to keep your life clean. Oh my God. You mean to tell me that I can't have a sip of Chivas Regal no more? Do you mean to tell me I can't go get the cousins Johnny Blue, Black, and Red anymore? You mean to tell me I can't knock on their grandfather's door, old granddad, no more? Do you mean to tell me that I can't smoke no more? You keep your life clean. Keep your life clean. Do you? Let me tell y'all something. Listen, I'm almost done. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. Check this out. I'm almost done. Do you realize here, brother, that somebody's watching you? Do you love the Lord? Are you saved, brother? Do you know somebody's watching you? They watch you just to mess up. But they don't understand that there's someone that is called the Holy Spirit that is intercessing for you here. So when you fall, when you stumble, you can get back up and rise again. Come on, somebody. Yes, I may have fell, but I'm still saved. Come on, son. Do I got two people that can testify here? I fell, but I'm still saved here. Come on, somebody. Can somebody say I stumbled, but I'm still saved here? Can somebody say I slipped, but I'm still saved here? Can somebody honestly say here that I said something out of my mouth, but I'm still saved here? Come on, somebody. For what can wash away your sin? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Folk are watching. Watching all of us here. They're watching all of us. That's why you need the Kool-Aid with the sugar. Tiptoe through two lips. You need it. You need it. As I prepare to take my seat, remember, all that you do, keep your life clean. Each and every day. Why do I gotta keep my life clean? How come I can't do what I want to do? How come I can't call 3 o'clock in the morning Sister Susan? How come I can't do that no more? How come I gotta keep my life clean? How come no more that I can't go in my dresser drawer, the third one, and on over to the left and get my batteries and do what I do? Can I tell you something? The only way you're going to know right from wrong is that it's taught. Come on, somebody. The only way you're going to grow unless it is exposed. Come on, somebody. You got to expose the devil for who he is. Come on, somebody. Don't get that deep, y'all.
But it needs to be exposed, amen? Because why? Because at the conclusion of everything that we do on this earth here, we want to go with him. Am I right about it? But you can't go with him being carnal. You cannot. You got to keep it clean each and every day because you want to go with him when he comes back. I've come what? This far. I've come this far. And I'll never go back. Why? Because God is. Who is he? God is the center of my joy. He is my all in all. Who else is here? He's my El Shaddai. Who else is here? He's my panacea. Come on, somebody. He is my cure of cures here. Who else is he? He's the greatest Marcus Welby that ever lived here. He is my all in all. I'm not doing this just to do it. I'm doing it because I believe that God has something greater for me. He has something greater for me. We need to stop talking so much. I mean, don't misunderstand me. It's good in this place about prosperity and all of that. Oh, look, but what profits a man or woman to gain the whole wide world and yet lose his soul here? No, you need to know that you messed up and you jacked up. And you need to know here that there is a way of escape. And it's only through Christ Jesus. Your office is not going to get you into heaven. Come on, somebody. Your title's not going to get you into heaven. But only what you do for Christ will last. But when you have Kool-Aid without the sugar, you are destined for a sour and bitter, bitter life. God is better than any can of Campbell's soup. He's better than good. And when it's all said and done, you do like Otis Redding. You go sit at the top of the bed. And when you have nothing else to say, you just sit there. God bless you.